Dell and dingle, jam and jingle, burning fire make cauldron tingle. Yes! By all fell creatures and by the hairs of a beard, send me my allies and all sisters weird!
I have to do it then.
You have to do it now.
I better get the dagger.
Here's one I prepared earlier. Take it. Go. Do it. Thus doth the throne fall into strong hands. Mine.
When shall we three meet again?
Well, I can do next Tuesday.
I'm babysitting on Tuesday for our Jason's youngest.
Weird Sisters by Terry Pratchett. Dramatized by Vince Foxhall. Starring Sheila Hancock, Linda Barron, and Deborah Berlin. Also kings, daggers, crowns, storms, jesters, general rejoicing, and divers alarms. Part 1.
Shh. 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 Good hound. Where's your master? Where's Verence? No sign of him. Banquet over. Fire dying. Regal presence conspicuous by absence. Ah, chasing a buxom filly on the upper landing. Up the back stairs. Could kill me. Stair after stair. Heartbeat after racing heartbeat. Call it off. Say I couldn't find him. No. Upwards and onwards. Breathless to destiny.
Wench. Wench. Withered away.
His crown glints as it catches the light. Come, come, good King Valens. Into the shadows.
Away.
You will, dear Kaz.
How now, Felmet?
In, blade! In!
The hotness of your sticky blood!
Death! Death! Down! Down!
Crown! Down there in the darkness, like a staring eye in the depths of a pond. What's that? No. Downwards then. Down all those stairs again.
Oh. So what's your thinking behind this kind of how-do-you-do then, Magrat? What do you want us to join an oven for?
She means a coven, Guyver. Oh, don't sigh, Magrat. You set up the cauldron very nicely. Isn't that right, Nanny Og?
It's a very useful screeching, I thought.
Yeah, and the squint's convincing.
It's a good squint.
This tea is very nice.
I wonder you can taste it for all your sugar, Granny Weatherwax.
Give it up, Esme. If a witch is meant to lose her teeth, it'll happen. And if she's not, it won't. Try for warts instead.
See, she tried to train me. Pass it all on to me, did Goody Wemper, and...
May she rest in peace.
And I thought, with you two on either side of the forest, and me in the village in the middle, I could, you know, like, start my working life as a village witch by forming a local coven.
She means like in the old days, Guyver. A meeting.
And easel?
No,
No dancing or singing or getting overexcited or all that messing about with ointments and simmer. I don't hold with all that.
Still, does it good to get out.
Yes.
Ooh. Anyone fancy another scone?
Well done, Monty.
I feel sick.
I fear not. Well, we have arrived. Better out than in, well?
You're sure this is the place, dear?
Oh, the very hostelry that my immaculately planned itinerary has arranged for us, welcoming we weary voyagers to Lanka.
Seems deserted, that's all I'm saying.
They'll come, trust me, my love.
I hate the Rumtops. Never thought I'd be back in these parts.
And yet, sweet bard of mine, mountains and dwarves are so traditionally associated.
I could do with being traditionally associated with a bed, there, a light within the tavern, soft sheets waiting.
Sorry, well, the policy at this salubrious hostelry precludes the admission of dwarves. Oh. In his letter confirming our booking, the landlords...
You the strolling thespian?
No! We're 100 dwarves come to fornicate, proliferate, and live off the state.
He jests, good landlord.
Don't be bitter, Quell. We love you.
The Alwyn Vitaler Strolling Players Ensemble.
He goes in the stables. I'll have no more than 4 in a bed. I ask for only limited abuse of the privy, and my particular insistence is that loud learning of lines must be limited to speeches of a generally optimistic nature. Welcome to the Anchor at Lanka.
Light. My head feels light. What am I doing lying here? Where's my crown? I was wearing it...
Not when I got here.
Who the deuce are you?
Oh, come now. You're stupid as well as dead. Hold my scythe and hourglass. There's procedure to be followed. You were King Verens, yes?
Yes. Am.
Here we go, then. Then... I have to do it. That's it done, then. Goodbye.
Hang about. Where does this leave me?
Work it out.
I can't.
Look, I'll push my hood back. See? The polished skeleton, just like I'm said to have. But notice the eye sockets.
Glowing blue.
Chilling. Look through them. Twin glimpses of an indifferent eternity. And yet you feel no fear.
Which means...
You were never really frightened of anything in your whole life.
I was fearless. Hunted, ate, exercised my joie de seigneur.
What is that?
Don't know.
See? You lived. That's why you're not ready for death yet.
Yes! So bugger off.
Exactly, I'm late. And you, my friend, are now a ghost. Think of yourself as a cloak hanging between the hook of the living and the floor of the dead. It won't be forever. It'll just seem like it. It ends when you've fulfilled your destiny.
What destiny?
No idea. It'll gradually become apparent to you.
And until then, I have to haunt. Won't anyone be able to see me?
A few weirdos. And cats, of course.
I hate cats. This is terrible.
Nonsense. Folk find the ghost business nothing like such a wrench as the full catastrophe. They can see how their children get on.
The nursery! My son! If I'm killed, they might kill him! I'm running!
Glide! You can go through walls! Another satisfied customer.
Hark! Something comes!
Can you tell by the pricking of your thumbs?
Pricking of my ears, more like.
No, it's only the wind.
It'll be the lentils.
Listen!
Hoof beats. No one would come up here this time of night.
Not with us about.
Have I conjured up something? A hurtling phantom from Hades?
Horses.
Coach.
Desperation.
Flight.
From what?
He's jumped down. Got something from the coach.
Coming towards our fire.
Carrying a bundle.
Come and have a warm, matey.
Witches? No, no.
It's all right. Come to us.
Oh, I'm being chased.
Then give me the bundle.
Take it then, witch. They're coming. Don't let them have it.
I've got some tincture of fennel and chamomile.
Just what a bloke needs when he's got an arrow sticking up out of his head. If we had horseshoes, we could play hoopla on it.
I must be able to do something.
He's gone, girl. Dead.
Have a me with the crossbows, man.
I never wanted anything like this, Nanny Og.
It's all right, Mad Grant. Leave it to Granny.
You will give it to me, that bundle?
No.
What?
On general principles.
That young one there, and that other hag. You're all witches?
Yes.
I want you to give me that bundle, old crone. It's not yours, it's ours, understand? Does the skin of a witch turn aside steel?
Not that I'm aware of. You could give it a try.
Sir, with respect, sir, it's not a good idea.
Be silent.
But it's terrible bad luck, sir.
Peasant, magic's for fools. My sword can strike you down where you stand, Mother of the Night.
Then strike, man, if your heart tells you. Strike as hard as you dare. Watch your sword, Esme.
Impressive elemental pyrotechnics, witch. But you missed.
I couldn't help it, Benson. Something drove my hand to my dagger and my dagger to your...
Guts! Spilling out like worms.
Perhaps you weren't aware of what I was aiming at, Benson. Mother of the Night, indeed.
I couldn't, you shouldn't. Oh, it wasn't.
It is. You all right, Granny?
Lot of dead people.
I'll be one as well now.
But you did what you thought was right. She made you think of stabbing him. Note it well, Magrat.
Yes.
I didn't become a soldier for this. Not to go round killing folk.
Wish you were back home. Being a man in less stupid ways. Where are you from?
Little hamlet called Mad Wolf.
If I was you, I'd become a sailor. A nautical career. I should start as soon as possible. Now, in fact. Run off, man. Run off to sea where there are no tracks.
You'll have a long and successful life. I can predict it.
Yeah? Right. I'm off.
At least a longer life than it would have been if he'd hung round here.
And now you, number three, get off your horse and come over here and tell us what this is all about.
Disappeared in the mist.
I could go after him. What do you think? Mind you, with my feet it wouldn't be a bundle of laughs. Anyone on brooms? That's a bundle of tears.
What?
Look.
Oh, now come on, no gooiness. Margaret, check what's in the coach.
Right.
Nanny Og, look at the bodies. Who are they?
That's bossy Granny Weatherwax. We're not wizards, you know. No hierarchy, what's it? All for one and one for... You look at the bodies.
Fine.
Oh, I'm sorry, Esme. It's this blasted Eve.
I know, I can feel my nerves coming on.
I'm missing being snug indoors. Could do with a beer.
You're right, Guy. The babies aren't my thing. You take the child. I'll do the bodies.
Coochie, coochie. There. Come on, me Denny Wenny. We've been left holding the baby, haven't we? Yes,
now, this pair, the chainmail, the coat of arms, two bears on a black and gold shield. Anyone know what that means?
Nothing else inside the coach.
What's this badge thing mean on these two, my grand?
Let's see. Oh, it's King Berent's. They're his men.
Berent's? Who's he?
He rules this country.
Oh, that king.
Sleeping.
And the sack?
Nothing. Feels empty.
Tip it up.
It's a crown! It's got old spiky bits on it.
Oh, dear. He's fast asleep, safe and sound.
No, he's not.
What do you mean, Granny?
I mean what I say.
Through the wall, across the keep. Guards, lower the drawbridge. Curse this disembodiment. To the living, I'm mute. To my horse, I was invisible. I can pursue nobody, for I have nobody.
Aye, that's correct.
What the... You've no head.
Oh, sorry. Here, under me arm. Pleased to meet you. I'm Champot, King of Lanka.
Verence, likewise. When were you?
Oh, 1,000 years ago, give or take a day or two. My nephew did for me in my sleep.
I've got to get out of here.
You can't. We have to stay confined within the place where we were killed. The stones of Lanka Castle are our limit.
My son's been taken from his bedchamber.
Frustrated, innit? You have to stay. You have to, aren't. Take it from me. I know. An eternity of confinement and uselessness.
No!
I don't see that it's a laughing matter, sweetness.
Oh, it's done. He's dead. Curtains for Verence and Felmets for the throne. No more of being Lady Felmet, I'll be the Queen.
What's that? I thought I heard something.
Don't say that. Nothing's to come in this bedroom.
Come in?
No.
Hey, Nonny Nell, the fool rings a bell.
He's my fool now. I have to have him, apparently. Come in.
It's a small drawback compared with ruling, Leonor. Oh, the kingdom of Lanka is ours.
Yes. Still, it's not much of one. Trees and stuff. Over dramatic thunderstorms.
It's a kingdom, my lord, and it's got a crown.
Ah.
What?
I couldn't find the crown. It had gone. And the brat.
Wench, take the breakfast up to the great hall.
What's so great about it?
Take it.
Just a hall. And got no life in it now that he's...
Oh, the king's dead. Life goes on. Take on the doings before it's cold. And don't snuggle all over the wapsies.
I'm just saying.
Don't.
Dead and never call me darling.
Kidneys, liver, look at it. A spread fit for... Yet I can't touch it, I can't have it, I can't smell it. I can't even have you, my lovely, can I?
Oh, she's a comely wench, eh, Baron?
Champot, do you have to creep up like that? Oh, that severed throat of yours flapping about turns me off breakfast. Stick your head back on, man.
Oh, all right. Hey, is that on straight?
It was better under your arm. See, seeing that breakfast go under my nose on the trolley as untouchable as the wench I was hot for before that dagger went in my liver, kidney, sausages.
It's all in the mind. Just false of habit. You just think you're hungry.
I think I'm ravenous.
You can't actually touch anything, you see.
I know. I've had enough of this.
Doomed to want for eternity.
And wait for our destiny? No. Revenge! I'll have the bastards. I'm not taking death lying down.
Do you have to?
I'm cackling at his little face, itsy wizzy den.
Oh, it's very romantic. A baby finding its way to us like that.
It's meddling. That's what it is. No good will come of it.
You were the one that killed that captain.
He didn't have any respect. Once people lose their respect, it means trouble.
The whole thing's destiny, Granny Weatherwax. It's obvious.
What's obvious is folk'll come looking for him, and folk'll come looking for this.
Not much, is it? As crowns go.
Crowns don't go. Not willingly.
Oh, how's the boy then?
Gyfer, I'm sure we'd all be a lot happier if you'd stop gurgling.
I've had 15 of me own, Esme. Don't come trying to teach me when to go.
Now, don't start on about the joys of motherhood. We're women, first and foremost. The rest is optional.
The ice maiden, they used to call you.
Shut up.
I'll just make some tea, shall I?
Yes.
Right.
I've baked some gingerbread. Or I've got carob-covered carrot cake.
So, what do you reckon to this place of hers? She's done it up nice, hasn't she? Flowers and whatnot. What are them things on the wall?
Holistic icons or some such, she says.
Fancy. And all them robes and wands and things too. It's
modern. When I was Margaret's age, we had to make do.
A lump of wax.
A couple of pins.
And be content with it.
Made our own enchantment in them days.
Still, gingerbread's traditional.
Doesn't smell traditional.
Oh, come on, little chap. See if Magrat's got any clean rags, shall we?
Magrat's right. You're not much of a crown, are you? Feel you. Heavy in the hand and... Ooh! Heavier on the head, yet light. Sword on sword. Sword on flesh. Sword on bone. Here and here. King and king. I'm lying in the blood. Glistening in the mud. Dangling on the end of a branch. Spangling on the tip of a lance. However they dig and delve it, shove and shelve it, 'tis my home on velvet, round gold, found, cold, off! So that's being a king for you, is it? I wonder why they all want the job.
It's staring at us.
Oh, Mugrat.
It's horrible.
It's just being what it is.
It's trying to get me to try it on.
It's trying to take them off, that's the problem, girl.
Sir.
What's Gaitha doing?
Oh, baby in the sink. It doesn't even look much like a crown, does it?
Well, you've seen a lot, I expect. You'd be an expert on them, naturally.
I've seen a fair few, yes.
Magrat Garlic.
Have. When I was being trained up by Goody Wemper,
may she rest in
she
peace.
Used to take me over to Razorback or into Lanka whenever the strolling players were in town. She was very keen on theatre, said it cheered her up. And the crowns they'd got, they were wider than that. More jewels, cloth bits in the middle. Of course, it was just tin and paper and glass, but they looked realer than that one.
Things that try to look like things often do look more like things than things. Well-known fact. What do they stroll about playing, then, in these crowns?
You don't know about theatre?
Of course I do.
There's a troupe in Lanka now, as it happens.
Playing about with crowns and strolling. Right. Go and tell Gaitha to wrap the baby up well. It's a long time since I heard a theatre played properly.
That's all I went, cook. A shivery, quivery feeling all over me. And me trolley sort of almost pulled out me hands. And no one there in the corridor set me in the pig's head on the silver salver.
That's it. But no call to turn tail and bring the breakfast all the way back. That Felmer and his missus rule here now. You don't keep them waiting. You wait on them.
It were them that told me to bring it back.
Turn the noses up at that spread. What's wrong with it? I'm a real cook, I am. If it's not got an apple in its mouth and I can't roast it, I want nowt to do with it.
Neither do they. Said they got to have oatmeal and runny boiled eggs.
Oatmeal and runny eggs!
Ooh, here comes boredom with bells on. I'm wenching off somewhere else.
Mary, is it morrow or forenoon already?
Give it a rest, fool.
And thus doth day arrest the sweet progress of night. How now, cook?
How now, what? Here, there's a knocking without.
Without what?
Without the door, fool.
A knocking without a door? This isn't some kind of zen, is it?
What's a zen?
Subsect of the turnwise, clacked philosophical system of something noted for austerity, tranquility and breathing technique.
Sure answer the tossing door.
Who does knock without?
Without what?
If you're going to muck about, you can stay without all day.
I will see if you'll quell me upon the instant.
The instant what?
Let me in.
Here, step inside and say that.
Oh. Witches are abroad. Oh.
Not this time of year, man. They don't like the food, can't trust the water, and the shaman's always on the deck chairs.
Three of us chasing the coach. Dead of night in raging storm on blasted heath. Then coach stopped. Red glow ahead revealed as cauldron belonging to witches. We caught up. Coachman jumps down. We move in. Baby and crown stolen from castle. Gonna repossess, but witches prevent. Captain Benson's dead. Other guard deserted, left just me. I got away. Horse got knackered. Had to walk. Here I am.
Looking quite ill.
Oh, swaying a lot.
Oh, cackling they were. Witches. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Hey, fool. You noticed his face? Not the face of a man who'd enter into the spirit of things. Face of a bloke what's seen the unspeakable.
Oh, wilting.
Collapsed.
A night on the tiles.
Witches?
No, but he seemed to mean it, dear heart. As guards go, he was quite insistent on it. Witches were out there.
So what?
I didn't know, that's all. That there were witches here. It wasn't commonly mentioned in the descriptions of the kingdom. And that's another thing. This castle's collapsing. That's another turret gone.
Oh, look out over the battlements, Lionel. See it all? The land. Ah! Oh, God!
I've got you. Damn mortar they built it with is water soluble.
Safety. Who needs it? All this is now ours.
Yes. Inside, ideal opportunity for do-it-thyself. Outside, trees, and more trees.
Oh, the thought of danger. You like it, don't you?
Do I?
Remember when we got married? All that business you did with the knotted rope.
Not murder, sweetness. Natural causes. Natural that anyone, a king or not, should die if they fall downstairs and land on their blade.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes. And as for witches, if they choose to come, so be it.
Your fire is fueled and ready, and they will meet their match.
In part one of Weird Sisters by Terry Pratchett, dramatized by Vince Foxhall, Sheila Hancock played Granny Weatherwax, Linda Barron was Nanny Ogg, and Deborah Berlin was Magrat Garlic. Duke Felmet was played by Ian Masters, Lady Felmet by Kristin Millwood, King Verence by John Hartley, and Mrs. Vittler by Natasha Pine. Huel was played by Brian Hibbard, The Fool by Andrew Branch, Vittler by Gavin Muir, and Death by himself. All other parts were played by the company, and the director was Claire Grove.